Well, we had public hearings on this, and we got thousands and thousands of letters and phone calls and emails and folks stopping by our offices. And I think the general consensus among the committee and folks who we represent in the communities was that they were preferred some kind of a progressive tax. And I had the bill that provided the repeal of the 97 Glendenning tax cut, introduced it pretty much as is. There were a couple of little tweaks, but introduced it as is, as the place to start a discussion on a revenue package that, you know, sort of was fairer. And we introduced an amendment at the end that made it much more progressive, softer at the bottom, more tax liability at the top, which is kind of what my druthers would have been the whole time.
Just so that I know, the rates, how do the rates go up? Do they go up? I mean, initially it was 0.25% across the board. Has it changed somewhat?
It is. It's, as I mentioned before, it starts at the first brackets, 1,000, you know, very low brackets are unchanged.
Right.
And then it begins with 0.15. And at the next bracket, and then it goes to 0.25 for folks making over $500,000 a year for single filers. So it is more progressive than the bill that went in initially. And for folks, you know, making $40,000, $50,000 a year, they may see, I don't know, $40 a year increase. And the public policy discussion that we had was, in terms of, you know, maintaining our safety net and our social services and our education, you know, best schools in the nation, none of that stuff's cheap. Does somebody making $40,000 or $50,000 a year have any responsibility at all to the safety net, to our public services? And I think resoundingly the committee believed that that this package was fair and that it was manageable for folks. And after we vetted this stuff. In the papers, we were all sort of floating different things out there, sure, and sort of gauging where folks were. And this is the package that had the most support, or the least opposition, I should say.
Now, there was also
very broad base, and I think it was very fair at the end.
Another component, it was an amendment to it with regards to the sales tax and online purchases. That was added to it. But I'm a little confused. Is the digital downloads tax still there? Does that include digital downloads, or is digital downloads now not part of the bill?
Yeah, digital downloads was taken out. There was a lot of opposition to that. And so what we did just procedurally was that the aspects of the governor's budget and BRFA that were revenue generators were amended into Senate Bill 523, which now contains all of the revenue options between the governor's bill and the Senate committee's bill. And so that's the substance of that amendment.
Final question for me, and I know there are others who have, and I got to go on the air, but how do you convince 23 of your colleagues to support this?
Well, the majority of the Budget and Tax Committee supported it. And
so there's nine, but the rest of them.
Well, here's how it works.
Yeah.
If any part of the revenue packages or the shift in or the cost sharing of pensions goes down, so you have four bills that are all linked, and there are contingent reductions that are triggered if one of the bill goes down or one of the pieces of the bills goes down. And I think that we felt, and most folks would feel, that those contingent reductions are much worse than any of the revenue raisers or the cuts that we're making right now. So, you know, we spent a lot of time sort of vetting this, and I think that it reflects the overall sense of the public, and that's why it emerged as it did.